Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
I'm sure you've heard that Britain is this week facing some of the worst winter strike action in decades. 40,000 rail workers begin fresh industrial action. Members of the RMT union will walk out over 4 days this week, which will lead to the near total shutdown of Britain's railways. Only 20% of services are expected to run. And this comes as a number of other workers' unions prepare to strike, including nurses, paramedics, postal workers, border force agents, firefighters, baggage handlers, and even coffin makers. Well, with the very latest, I'm joined on the line by Alan Jones, industrial correspondent with PA Media. Alan, good morning, and thank you for joining us on this one. So, major travel disruption, firstly, across the UK, beginning today, rail workers walking out, and of course, you've got that bitterly cold weather to contend with, making the situation even worse.
Yeah, it's been properly disrupted today. I mean, yesterday was bad enough with the weather. Britain's transport network seems to grind to a halt just when anyone mentions the word winter. But yesterday was bad, and today, vast areas of the country just got no train at all. Stations are closed. Most of Scotland, most of Wales don't have any rail services. And where there are trains running, they're starting much later. So the first train started about 7:30 this morning, and they'll be leaving about 6 o'clock this evening, and it's the same tomorrow, and this dispute just goes on and on. It's been rumbling on for several months and just no nearer getting resolved. And as you say, loads more disputes breaking out now. It will get into the point, to be honest, if none of these disputes are resolved, I kind of estimated that in the new year we could have nearly a million workers on strike in Britain.
And on this one, on the rail workers, as you say, it's been rumbling on for ages. Talks are continuing, but there's absolutely no sign of a breakthrough. I was just reading some reports of Mick Lynch's appearances on media this morning, the General Secretary of the RMT. I mean, he is in no mood for compromise.
No, I mean, well, at the moment, all the rail unions are putting the blame at the doorstep of the UK government. There's been literally hundreds of hours of talks, negotiations, over the last few months. There have been times when it looked as though maybe some progress was being made. And every time that happens, the talks break down. And the unions are now saying that it is the Westminster government which is blocking a deal. And Mick Lynch actually wrote to the Prime Minister at the weekend. Mick Lynch doesn't often write letters to the Conservative Prime Minister, but he wrote a letter asking for a meeting because he now thinks that's the only way to get to the bottom of what's happening. He says he's in talks with the employers. They reach a position where he thinks a deal might be possible. The meeting's adjourned. The employers go away and they come back and say, sorry, we can't offer that now. And Mick Lynch and the other rail unions are convinced that they're being told not to reach a deal. I mean, goodness knows why that should be happening, but that's why Mick Lynch is now saying it's down to the government to make a move. Otherwise, this dispute and the others are just going to continue.
All right, so we have that one. That's the rail workers. Then the nurses. What's going to happen there?
So on Thursday, we're going to have the astonishing sight of nurses standing outside hospitals, not waiting to receive patients and take them into hospital, but actually on picket lines. This is the first time in the 106-year history of the Royal College of Nursing that there's going to be a national strike. That is over pay, but also now over staffing. You talk to anybody in the health service in Britain and they will tell you that there's such a staffing shortage now that it's actually quite dangerous. There's stories about people dying in ambulances, stories about people waiting 14 hours in an ambulance outside of hospitals, waiting on trolleys in corridors, and that's part of what this dispute is now. Nurses are leaving in droves for not even better paid jobs sometimes, but less stressful jobs, leaving behind even more stress. So that dispute is going to be, you know, potentially really dangerous, especially as we're coming into winter now.
Yeah, and some of those issues that you outline will be familiar to listeners here who've heard nurses say that they're facing similar conditions here. Alan, your line is just breaking up a little bit, but we'll persist for another couple of minutes because I want to ask you about the other strikes that you're facing there as well. Royal Mail workers striking, and that's already causing chaos for Christmas post and parcel delivery.
Indeed, it's another dispute which has been running for months and months and months. That's also over pay and conditions. Members of the Communication Workers Union have taken several days of strikes. Royal Mail here have brought forward the final posting day. So yesterday was the final posting day for second class letters for Christmas. Next Friday, this coming Friday, is the final posting day for first class, which is at least a week earlier than normal. I mean, there's no question, I think, lots of Christmas cards will not arrive on time. Letters are piling up outside delivery offices. And again, that dispute does not show any sign at all of being resolved.
At the airports then, the border force staff, that's likely to cause serious disruption because Christmas travel is picking up and will continue to do so in the next couple of weeks. How disruptive will that be?
I think potentially that could be the most disruptive dispute. Because these people going on strike, they're actually passport staff, so they're the ones who check passports when people come back into this country. You know, really busy time for Christmas, lots of people going away to see family coming back, so that is going to be massively disruptive. The government is talking about the military moving into a lot of these disputes, drive ambulances and to man border control posts, but, you know, again, massive disruption. On several fronts now going forward.
But despite that, despite all this disruption for members of the public, it seems from the level of support out there for the workers who are taking this action that the public in the main is behind them. Is that a proper and right assessment?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, so you take the rail dispute, you know, years gone by when there's been rail disputes, there's been quite a lot of anger about the disruption that's caused, certainly from commuters going into big cities. But this time, there's been a lot of support. You know, even today, after all the disruption, there are still people saying they support what the RMC are doing. And I think that's partly because there are so many workers now involved in similar disputes, trying to get a decent pay rise, trying to save off job losses, changes to their terms and conditions. And, you know, people talk about public support. If a million workers are on strike in the new year, there is a million members of the public. You will not get a bigger group of members of the public, if you like. So, you know, I don't think it's any surprise that there is support. And I can't believe there won't be massive support for nurses on Thursday.
All right, Alan, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us. Alan Jones, their industrial correspondent with PA Media. And apologies for the line, which was a little shaky there. And you may have experienced a bad line if you've had a remote consultation with your GP lately, either a video consultation or a phone consultation. Well, in a moment, we'll be asking two GPs about the pros and cons of this new way of seeing your doctor.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.